Today, we're talking with Christine Morgan. She's the mayor of Canyonville, Oregon. Welcome to The Exchange, Mayor.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So let's begin with geography. Where is Canyonville located?
We're directly on I-5. We're about 28, 30 miles south of Roseburg, home of Seven Feathers Casino. Everyone seems to know where that is.
Okay, so tell me about the city itself. What's the land size, population, demographics?
Sure, we're a city of just over 1,600 people in our last census, and we are mostly a lot of retired and low income, and also how can I put it? We're like the third oldest town in Oregon as far as being not incorporated but established. And so we've been around a long time. Sit right at the base of Canyon Mountain, so I can look out my front window and I look directly onto Canyon Mountain and know when it snowed or not snowed.
Okay, you say it's the third oldest in Oregon. How old is the city?
Well, we were, I think, in 1852. Now, I didn't write these dates down, so it's off the top of my head. Was when things started to roll through here, when we had the Applegate family come through and all of our other historic folks that still live around here, the Weaver family, those kinds of folks. And my mother was very active in, we have the Pioneer Indian Museum, which is a collaboration between the South Umpqua Historical Society and the Umpqua tribe of Umpqua, or the Kalkeuk tribe of Umpqua Indians. So we're really quite proud of that heritage, and it's a great little museum, lots of history in it. But we've been around, this little town has been around a long, long time.
Well, I've driven by Canyonville many times along the I-5 corridor, and I kind of wondered about the residents who live there. When did you move there and why?
Well, are you ready for this? I was born in Canyonville.
You're kidding me.
No. I have lived here mostly my entire life. When I graduated from South Umpqua High School, I went to the University of Oregon for a couple of terms. I was a young graduate, and I thought, I just really am not ready for this. So I went ahead and moved to Portland. I worked in a restaurant for a little while. But at about age 21, I said, I am just a rural girl. I am not a city girl. So I actually came back home. I married the boy next door, and we've been married for 52 years, come July.
Okay, so you're living the dream.
I am. Well, my parents met in California. My dad and family migrated up here when he was in high school. My mother followed. They got married in 1948, and she did her senior year of high school at the old Canyonville High School. And, the rest is history. So,
tell me, how long have you been mayor?
I'm on my second term. I was elected in November of 22, and I took office in January of 23. So this is my, and they're two-year terms, so this is the last year of my second term.
So what's the governing structure of your town?
We are run by the mayor and the six-member council. We have a city manager. The official title is city administrator / recorder, and that's how we take care of business.
And how big is the city landmass wise?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It's one of those things I have to always look up because my aged brain doesn't keep certain things anymore. But we basically have we go out to as far as right before the casino, basically, the cemetery line, and to the north, south, just I would say about 8 blocks. And then, of course, the other towards Days Creek and then towards Riddle. So we're not huge. We really don't have much buildable land left in our town. So we're not that big as far as, if someone wants to come in and build a subdivision, we might have room for one, maybe two.
And so you don't have much buildable land. You're restricted by urban growth boundaries?
Right. And a lot of folks around here are of a mind, I would say, that they're not looking to actually make our town bigger in that regard. just to take what we have. We've been working really hard on taking what we have and improving for our downtown, our Main Street. We became an Oregon Main Street city, and we've had great success with volunteers and getting working on getting our Main Street back up to the business hub that it's been in prior years.
What does that mean, a Main Street city?
Oh, there's a association called the National Main Street Association. We work with the with Oregon. It's actually under the state parks, but it has that's where the historical portion for Oregon is. It's managed under the state parks, state historic preservation, that kind of thing. And then they also have an Oregon Main Street Association, where there's different levels of joining, and this state organization helps us to say, okay, they'll come in, do an assessment and say, yep, you've got so many empty businesses or empty buildings. What are the owners wanting to do? What would the city like to see? What would this association like to see? And so and there's lots of towns in Oregon that are working with Oregon Main Street to improve their downtowns and their Main Street. So we've had good success. We've opened a visitor center downtown, the Canyonville Main Street Association, and we've put local art in there. The tribe has partnered with us with a lot of things. We are good partners with each other, and they're very helpful. And so we enjoy that relationship very much, and we want people to come into our visitor center, see what we have around here, which is history, a lot of history, and we feel the quaintness of our town.
Well, you tell me there's about 1,600 people there, but mm-hmm. there's a visitor center because you're getting a lot of visitors because of the tribal business there with the casino. Tell me more about that.
All right. We would love to have more people come downtown from the casino because there are so many visitors there. But my mantra has always been to our Main Street Association is we have to give them a reason to want to come downtown. So that is really has been a real focus on how do we improve our downtown? How do we get businesses and then the empty businesses, the owners, how to buy into our vision of seeing Canyonville come back to what I remember in the 50s and 60s as a kid, which was a very thriving downtown. And of course, that was prior to Interstate 5 going in as well. So I go back a long way with that history because we had a very busy Main Street because it was Oregon 99. It wasn't Interstate 5, and it went right through the middle of town.
So the freeway just gave people a reason to bypass the town.
Sometimes. I think that's true. I think the service stations bring people in. The casino, definitely, definitely. And the RV resort they have, which is a stellar RV resort. I would say next time you drive by, don't drive by. Go take a look at that RV resort. It's fabulous. And just drive down Main Street. And we have a shabby little section, and that's the one we're really working on. And then we have great sections of our town. We are just wrapping up, or I should say Douglas County Public Works is just wrapping up the Safe Routes to School project, which was an ODOT grant from our Canyonville School on Main Street, almost to the casino. It's all sidewalks now. We've never had that in Canyonville. So it's really, really improved that end of town. It looks fantastic.
In case you're just joining me, my guest is Christine Morgan, mayor of Canyonville, Oregon. Now, you talked about Seven Feathers Casino, which is located mm-hmm. right next to the freeway, and that's the big attraction. Tell me about your relationship with the tribe that runs the casino. You said it's a pretty good relationship. Tell me about it.
It is. It's a really great relationship. We work very hard to maintain that as well. And they'll have representatives come to our Main Street meetings. There's different ones, you know, from marketing, from the management, from just everyone that is associated. One thing they do for us, when I became mayor, I started back having a Veterans Day, just a 30-minute event at City Hall parking lot right by the Veterans Memorial that we have. And they provide the cookies and the coffee and the cocoa. You know, they partner that way. They come set it all up. They water our Chamber of Commerce flower baskets. They hang them, they water them, and maintain them all summer long. They hang our Christmas lights as well, because the city doesn't have a a lift truck, and they do. So those are just some of the things, and they're very generous with us. When I say us, I mean some of our service organizations too, with the chamber and Main Street, because there's a portal they have where you can ask if you're looking for money to help you do something. And they've told us, just ask us. We really want to help Canyonville thrive. And so very generous in that. It's been a fabulous relationship during my tenure here. It's just been great, and I hope to just continue it. I have no reason why it won't, and we're just happy that they like us and we like them. We want to keep it that way.
What's the name of the tribe?
It is the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians.
The Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. So how do the city and tribal leaders handle the issue of sovereign land ownership?
Well, we follow the rules that are set forth by the federal government, and we haven't had any difficulties in that regard. They own some property in downtown, and they, of course, you know, they don't pay any property taxes for that. And so, and I believe part of that trade-off are the things that they help with, and I understand it. And so we have not had an issue with that at all.
Well, it sounds like these are good community partners.
Very much so. We have really, really good partners. Our area, we have one particular area church that's so generous to us with allowing us to use their facility if we think we're going to have too big a crowd when we have our town hall meetings and that kind of thing. And they're very generous. And people here are just wanting to do what's best for Canyonville. And that's all I can ask for. I think it's great.
Well, it's a pretty popular stop. How many visitors do you think come through there every year?
Well, you know, I don't know how many. This visitor center is new to us, and it's new to, if people don't drive down our main street, they don't necessarily see it. But we're looking for getting some more partnership with the tribe on how to bring people downtown so we can capitalize on that, because we're missing a great opportunity. The Canyonville Farmers Market is held in the parking lot at Seven Feathers, which is really good. They are just happy to, they do all the work. They do all the legwork. They will rope it off and people, all the vendors set up and all of that. And they're happy to do that kind of thing. And that market gets to utilize those folks from the casino. That's why, because I've thought about, well, we could put that market in Pioneer Park, but I know the vendors aren't that interested in doing that. And I understand it is because they have that ready-made customers right out there at the casino.
Well, it does make sense. Why did you decide to run for office?
Well, let's see. Let me think back. I had retired, and the former mayor had had four terms, and it was my understanding he wasn't going to run again, and nobody seemed to know who was. And I had been asked by some folks if I would be interested. And so I decided to do that. And then at the last minute, the former mayor decided to run. And we don't have an issue, and we didn't have an issue. And so we just did our campaigns, of which, now that I had an opponent, I decided, gee, I better make some signs or get some signs. So I did. But he chose not to for whatever reason. And I'm happy here with what we've accomplished. I never knew I ever wanted to be mayor. My grandfather was the mayor at one point of this town. I've had a cousin who's also a mayor here. And it's one of those things where you love your town, and you want to do the right thing, and you decide, okay, I'm going to do this. And then I just am one of those that I do it full bore, you know. And being retired, I had more time. My opponent was still working, and it takes a lot of time to be a good mayor. It just does, you know, to get involved and do things. So I think I just had a little more time.
Well, it sounds like local leadership runs in the family. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Nice to talk to you.
My guest was Christine Morgan, Mayor of Canyonville, Oregon.